Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. I'm out having a morning walk. I've had a really early start to the day. First client's 5 a.m. I've been back to back until 8, just after 8 a.m. Going for a quick walk now, and then I have another client before I get into the rest of my day and marketing and admin and so forth. And we're getting close to tomorrow's Good Friday, and most people are going away for not just long weekends. Most of my clients aren't going away, but I've got a few that are going away and taking like a 10-day break, taking 4 days off and getting 10 days in total because of the 4-day break with Good Friday and Easter Monday. I'm just working through every day. But I was just talking to a client just before, and he just came back from attending a conference and saying that they had some psychiatrist or something there that's studied at Harvard and was talking about how 70% of people are negative. Now, I said, well, that sounds like a made-up kind of stat, doesn't it? Because it's not going to be exactly 70%. But anyway, let's just go with it and say, well, 70% of people are negative. And, like, just conceptually, that doesn't sound too ridiculous. If you think about how much negativity there is in, you know, that surrounds us, and what it is that contributes to that in terms of the social media and stuff. I mean, golly, I scroll through things like TikTok and Instagram and stuff when I'm posting my own stuff, and the majority of things that are on there are something to do with something negative, whether it's some sort of violent act or something that is in that realm. So it's not unusual to think that, oh yeah, that probably feels about right. And if you think about that, that means only 30% of people out there are being positive. Now, I have had to work myself very, very hard over a long period of time to condition myself to be as positive and as focused as I am. So I do think that naturally, as humans, we tend to fall to that more of that negative type of space, and we have to spend every day working tremendously hard to make sure that we surround ourselves with the right people, and we're people, we are communicating with ourselves effectively, and we continue to grow our mindsets and grow ourselves each and every day. It's not something that just comes naturally to us. It's something we have to consistently work at doing. And of course, when it comes to work, work is difficult. Work, we have to be focused. Work, we have to put in more than perhaps we are sometimes wanting to, but we have to do it if we want to get these outcomes. And most people don't do it. And I think we are just conditioning ourselves to be worse and worse, which means that number, and it's very similar to overweight and obesity in this country. Is there a link there? Well, I think absolutely there will be some alignment with negativity as well as where's your overall health. I think that there'll be a link there of some sort, and linked to other mental health illnesses and so forth as well. But all is not lost, because it is up to you to make things better for you. And it's up to you to create the skills that you need to be focused, to have the energy to put it in the right place where you are growing each and every single day. Hi, kitty cat. Where you are making sure that you are surrounding yourself with the right amount of energy in your life so that you are making better decisions. You've got those people around you that support you and support your type of energy, and they want to grow too. Because negative people attack, well, they do.
Oh, but we got the caravan. Our caravan just there.
Your negative people attract more negative people in their life. And you listen in onto one of those conversations, and more negativity breeds more negativity. And they come up with negative ideas together, and it's just, it's draining. It really is draining. I spent such a portion of my life removing that from my life. It's like there's no good in that. So that's another element that we need to pay particular attention to. And sometimes it's not until maybe you step away from things, then you step back in and you can say, oh, yeah, that doesn't really feel that good anymore. I think we become so conditioned to just accepting certain things that we don't realize until something happens that we're like, oh, wow, yeah, this is probably not a growth environment. And for me, that's the test. It's like when I'm eating, I did a session on this a day or so ago talking about food. Is the food that I'm consuming moving me closer to where it is that I want to get to, or further away? What I'm doing with my time, is it taking me closer to where it is that I want to get to, or is it moving me further away from where it is that I want to get to? The people that I spend time with every day or every week, is that moving me closer to where it is that I want to get to, or is it taking me further away? Am I growing myself enough, or am I staying where I am? Because if I stay where I am, I'm not getting closer to where it is that I know I want to get to. So all of these things, if you ask yourself those questions, then that really does help you clearly articulate, yeah, actually, all of these things are not moving me in the right direction. Does my health and wellness, does that support where it is that I want to get to? Is that getting better, or is it getting worse? If it's getting worse, it's taking you further away from where it is that you want to get to. Now, of course, one of the challenges for most people is that they don't work out where it is that they're headed, and they're just allowing life to kind of happen to them without setting those goals. And if you don't set those goals, you don't push yourself, and you're not focusing on the elements to take you there. You feel like you're just doing the same things over and over and over. And it takes a certain mindset to be able to do that. But certainly if you're hanging out with the negative people, that is not going to help you grow. And so you've got to work out how you're going to manage that. And I've done other podcasts on how you manage those types of relationships, but essentially you've got to get the toxic energy out of your life. That's what you have to do. You've got to find a way to do that effectively. Yeah, I thought that was an interesting conversation this morning. It felt about right. Now, I don't know where the number comes from, which studies and so forth, but it feels about right. That, yeah, that sounds about right. Most people you hear are negative. There's a lot of negative talk. Think about the news. The news is all negative. But they spend a segment maybe talking about sport, but then when it comes to the sport, they focus on the negative aspects of what's going on in the sport. Or the people that have done wrong in the sport. It's like negativity sells. People want to buy into the negativity. I want to make sure that I'm focusing on all the positivity, all the growth, all the great energy, so that we can get the outcomes that we really, really deserve and we want to have in our life. So if you want to connect with me and get some positive energy in your life, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and opt in for a free consultation right there. And as we head into depending on your beliefs and what it is that you're doing over this sort of Easter break that we have here, make sure you take some time to work on you. Work on you. Get away if you're getting away, or get away somewhere in your house and set up some space for you to work out where you are. We've got one quarter of the year down already. Where are you going? Where do you want to go? How far behind are you? How far in front are you? Most people are not in front. So what needs to change? How do you keep that momentum going? That's super, super important. Take care, everyone. See you tomorrow.